Modal auxiliary verbs are helping verbs that are used to express feelings, attitudes, or opinions. Using modals, a speaker or writer can express that something is necessary or possible. They can express strong or weak preferences, or they can use modals to give advice or permission. In addition, a speaker or writer can express varying degrees of certainty about an event or activity with modal verbs. A degree of certainty means how sure or certain are we that something is true. So let's look at some example sentences. Number one, you must eat fruits and vegetables to stay healthy. Two, I could have an apple or I could have a Big Mac. Three, you might think about buying a new computer soon. Yours is too slow. Four, my boss did not come to work today. He must be sick. Five, my teacher said I should study the grammar rules a little more. 6. My teacher said I could study the grammar rules a little more. 7. May I please borrow your pen? Sure, here you go. 8. My boss had better give me the day off tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving Day. 9. My car can drive long distances on one tank of gas. It's very fuel efficient. 10. It couldn't possibly snow in Florida. Notice that for some modals, there is a phrasal modal equivalent. A phrasal modal is two or more words that express the same meaning as a one-word modal. For example, can also be the same as be able to. For example, I can run really fast, and I am able to run really fast. Those two sentences have the same meaning. Must has the same meaning as have to. You must do well on your test, on your next test. You have to do well on your next test. And should has the same meaning as ought to. My doctor said I should eat healthier foods. My doctor said I ought to eat healthier foods.